Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, May 13th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, it'll cost you less to buy an Xbox One, and BlackBerry rolls out a new phone. Those stories and more coming up as we continue.
First, congratulations to the folks at Squarespace for winning 4 Webbies this year. Squarespace is the easiest way to create an exceptional website for you or your business. They have beautiful designs and all the style options you'll need to create a unique website. And don't worry about getting stuck. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free. And when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
Microsoft is dropping the entry price to buy an Xbox One by $100. It'll offer a version of the One for $399, 20% less than the entry sticker price of $499 when the device was launched back in November. The new version will not include the Kinect motion sensor, a device that was previously bundled with every Xbox One sold. The European Union's highest court says people can ask Google to remove links to news articles, court judgments, and other documents and search results for their name. It's a surprise decision that could significantly disrupt how Google and other search engine operators work across Europe. BlackBerry is introducing a low-cost smartphone. The company hopes the touchscreen device will revive sales in emerging markets where BlackBerry products used to be in high demand. Comcast continues a push to make more programming available through its on-demand service. The cable operator signed a deal with Turner Broadcasting to make full seasons of several shows available to subscribers. Comcast is looking to be the go-to destination for binge viewers who like to watch entire seasons of shows in a short time. It reports 70% of its subscribers use on-demand at least once each month. Coming up, a look at how tech stocks fared today.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Stocks ended mixed. The Dow was up 19 at 16,715. The Nasdaq fell 13. The S&P 500 was up a fraction. Rackspace Hosting shares up 8.5%. First quarter profit fell about 6.5% as higher costs offset an increase in revenue. Results beat expectations. AT&T shares were down about 1%. The Journal's reporting the company is moving to seal a takeover of DirecTV that could value the satellite television provider at some $50 billion. Apple shares were up 93 cents today. Microsoft ended up almost 2%. Again, the Nasdaq falling 13. I'm Tom Ortuso at the Wall Street Journal.